save me in the end. Tell me, where could I go but to the Lord? I come to you this morning giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Reverend Riley, my lovely wife, and my beautiful church family, the part that is here. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For we need to hear from you. Speak, Lord, for nothing else really matters but your word, your direction, your guidance. Speak, Lord. Take control right now. And lead and guide me, Lord, in the way that you would have me to speak, Lord. Take control of me and do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word, because we are in need of a word. Well, Lord, we call on you because we know that we can count on you, for you have never failed us yet, Lord. We know that you don't have us here for no reason. You didn't bring us this far just to leave us. We call on you. We count on you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The scriptures read for you this morning comes from St. John, chapter 11. And I will just reread a couple of those verses, and primarily the same topic that we did last Sunday. We're going to go into that with the part two, and I still don't know how far we will go. I'm just being guided by the Lord as he moves me on this. He grows this same topic and carries it different ways, but there's certainly something in here that he wants us to get, or it's something for someone, but it's certainly a reason for it. He knows exactly what he is doing.
Amen.
When you look at John 11, I want to just read the fourth verse, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 40. Verse 4 says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 40 says, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
Yes.
It's all about God. Making a scene in 2019. This is part two. The question I asked last week, I'll ask again. Have you ever been faced with a situation that seemed impossible to resolve? I want you to think this morning and bring those things to the forefront. You don't have to tell anybody else. It's between you and God. But when you run across those things, a situation that seemed impossible to resolve, you know the kinds of things I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
if you haven't had it, you will have it. But I think most people have gone through something like that. If you're not going through it right now, but it's those kinds of things. Like someone might be sick. They may have been sick for so long, and you've prayed about it, and you've done things, but it just don't seem like it's going away.
Yes.
Or somebody's child may be going the wrong way, and you don't know if they'll ever get back to where you think they ought to be. It just seems like it's something that is out of your hands. You just can't control it. You don't see how you can make a difference. Maybe it's time for us to make a scene in 2019. The scripture says that he whom thou loveth is sick.
Yes.
Sick, when you, I like to use the word disease. And then I break it down where it says dis-ease.
Yeah.
It's when you don't feel right. It's when you're not at ease. It's a situation where you are diseased.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just talk about what it takes to make a scene. When Jesus hears that one of his people are sick, it concerns him.
Yes.
This is for the glory of God. You might be going through something that, but if you got alone with God, you might find out that this is for his glory. He said,
yes.
I need to take you through something. Otherwise, you can't glorify me on the other side.
Yes, sir, God.
A scene, making a scene, a Holy Ghost scene that features God as the star, that he's starring in this scene. You know, to make this scene with God as the star, it requires that we have a faith so strong can only come from God. It's a faith that you can't muster up as human. It has to come from God. It's a faith that goes beyond human comprehension.
All right.
Faith from God, and faith that depends on the power of God.
Oh, yes.
We said last week that in order to be in the scene with God, that the people in the scene will have to be intimate with the Lord.
All right.
Someone whose life God can use to glorify himself. So how do we know when we're living a life that pleases God, a life that glorifies him? It raises the question, are you intimate enough with God that you can be in a scene with him? Are you intimate enough with God that you can be in a scene with him? Can God use you in such a way that it glorifies him? And don't answer that question too quickly, because in order for God to be able to use you, to glorify himself, it means that you have to give up yourself and let God have possession of you.
Uh-huh.
Only then can you glorify God. God said, I wouldn't ask you to do something if I'm not going to give you the power to do it. And I was studying, talking about this scene, I looked up a premise of a scene. God just laid that on my heart. I'm sure I studied it back in school somewhere, but God just laid it on my heart that the premise of a scene, and it consists of three components. The premise of a scene, the first thing is the characters. And in our scripture, those characters would be Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. The second part of a premise, the situation that the characters find themselves in. Lazarus is sick. And then he dies. And the third part of the premise line is who you're talking to. In this scripture, if you look at it, you see Jesus talking to Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and us.
All right now.
So we tried to form a premise line about this particular scripture. It might go something like this. It's
two sisters
find themselves in what seems like an impossible situation. And Jesus didn't get there in time to heal their brother, who had now been dead
four days.
If we wanted to do a premise sentence for ourselves, it might go something like this, that Jesus is telling us that if we live so that our lives glorify him, then nothing is impossible. All you got to do is believe. Last week we talked about three things. God's goal for us, that we will glorify him and be reconciled to him. Our problem in reaching that goal is our relationship with him. We don't depend on him as much as we should. We depend too much on us.
All right. That's so true.
We call on God to do the things that anybody can do. But when it gets too hard for us to see how we can do it, we don't call on God. Because we don't see how God can do what we deem as impossible. I thought about it. I called my friends and talked to them about it, and no one sees a way out. Everybody says it's impossible. I'm not going to bother God. That's just silly to bother God with something that is impossible. Thank you, Lord. But see, if we would but trust God, then the impossible becomes easy. So in this new year, if we could just resolve to reconcile our relationship with God. You better write that down. You might see that again. Teachers used to say in school and in college.
Yeah, you'll see that great.
But if we could get a resolution in our mind that I'm going to reconcile my life and I'm going to reconcile my thoughts and I'm going to reconcile my emotions and my relationship with God. I'm going to stop trying to do things myself. I'm going to try to figure out how I can submit to God, how I can allow God to have his way in my life. Try to figure out how I can hand off some of these things that are bigger than me.
Yes.
Making a scene in 2019. What do you usually do when you perceive something as impossible?
Give up.
Give up. Did you look at my notes? Yeah, you do one or two things. You give up or you worry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And why do you give up? Come on.
I can't see a way out.
Because it's impossible.
I can't see how that can happen.
Is that right? And then we go by and talk to our friends. We'll leave here today and go by. And what will we tell them? Nothing is impossible with God.
Absolutely.
With God, all things are possible. When we go out, we preach to our neighbors and our friends, but when we find something to be impossible, we give up. We give up. There are three R's that I've mentioned earlier, and they're not reading, writing, and arithmetic. They are relationship, resolution, and reconciliation. When we look at the characters in this scripture that we're looking at today, if you looked at Lazarus had a relationship with Jesus. The Bible says whom Jesus loved, he had a relationship. Relationship means the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave toward one another. And we know for sure that God loves us. So regardless of whether we love him or not, we have a relationship with God. Because he loves us. The Bible says that God had a relationship with Mary and Martha. Because the Bible says he loved them too.
Yes.
Didn't say that they loved him, but it said that he loved them. If you look at the gospel, that's the only place you will see where it says that Jesus loves somebody in the Gospels. But we know for sure that God loves us.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever. So you've got a relationship, be it one-sided. It may need to be reconciled.
Right.
If you got a one-sided, when you check your checkbook, you balance it to make sure that what your checkbook says is the same thing that the bank has.
Yes.
You have to bring it in balance. You have to reconcile. So if you find yourself in a relationship with God where it's one-sided and he's showing all the love and you're not showing any back. Jesus said, if you love me, you would obey me. If you looked at these characters a little deeper, Mary showed resolve. If you look about 3 months earlier than our scripture covers, Mary shows resolve. And resolve is a firm decision to do something or not to do something. In Luke 10, 41 and 42, it says, And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful.
One thing.
And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary showed resolve. And then Martha showed reconciliation. Reconciliation is the results of atonement. I'd like to call it at-one-ment.
Yes.
It's when you get right with God.
Yes.
It's when you and God become one. It's when you can glorify God because he is in you and you in him. Martha was the character. If it was in a scene, Martha would be the least of the people that people think would become the star. But in our scripture, Martha becomes the star. She's one of those extras that steal the scene.
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. If you look down in John 11:21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee.
Mm-hmm.
Martha was growing. Martha was reconciling her life with Jesus. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
Yeah.
It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
Sick.
When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death.
It's not unto death.
But for the glory of God. Uh-huh. That the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Jesus could have chose a different method.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Jesus could have healed Lazarus from afar.
He could have just spoke.
He could have just spoke the word.
Yeah.
Just like he did with the centurion. He said, you don't need to come to my house. Just say the word. So he could have healed him from afar, but he didn't.
Yes.
Jesus could have performed a simple miracle.
Yes.
You know how he took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and he fed 5,000 and he had leftovers.
Yes.
That's right.
That's all right.
He could have just done a simple miracle.
Yes.
But he didn't.
He didn't do that.
He said, I need to take you through something. And if I let you get to the other side without going through something, then you might think you did it and you will not glorify me. So I got to do it a different way.
Yes.
He could have used irresistible force.
Yes.
You know, when he told the storms and the waves, and he said, be still. Peace, be still. He could have stopped death in his tracks.
And, that's right.
But he didn't because he wanted to go a different way. So he stayed where he was for not one day, but
4 days.
4 days he stayed away.
4 days.
Hallelujah.
4 days, but still on time.
You see, there comes a time when you need to make a scene.
Yes.
A time when you need to wholly depend on God. A time when things have got out of your control and you can't do anything about it. Then that's when you need to depend on God and trust Him.
Yes, sir.
When you don't have anybody to turn to, you don't have anything that can help you out, when all you got is God. When your confidence exceeds your capability.
Yes.
When God is in the picture, when you let yourself go and you let God, when you say, I know I'm going to come out of this.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how I'm going to come out of this.
No.
I can't see it. I'm in this human condition and I've checked with everybody I know. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. I don't know how I can get out of this, but I know that I'm going to come out of it all right, because I serve a God that's got all power in His hand. I serve a God that can do anything.
And
if you want to glorify God, you got to be empowered by God.
And
Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha said to him, Lord,
by this time,
he stinketh. For he had been dead
4 days.
For 4 days. If you had come when he was still sick, if he had come when you could have done something about it, if you had come, then you could have healed him, Lord. But he's been dead now for 4 days. There's no use in messing around with him.
4 days, Jesus.
Jesus said unto him, said I not unto thee?
Uh-huh.
That if thou would believe.
Believe. Mm.
thou shalt see the glory of God. If thou wouldest believe, when you're going through something, and you don't know how you're going to come out of it.
That's right.
Don't say it's impossible. Give up.
What? Thank you, God.
To give up and worry yourself to death.
Oh, God.
But give it to the Lord and only believe. That's not as easy as it sounds.
All right.
But only believe. I don't know whether God's going to take me through this or around this or make what it is a different picture to me. He may not change my situation. He might change me, but if I hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll get me to the other side.
Yes, he will. Yes.
They took away the stone from that place. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father,
Father,
I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me.
Yes.
And when he has thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus,
yes,
come forth.
Yes.
Trouble, get out of the way.
Yes, sir, God.
Whatever you're going through, if you can just find the faith, whatever it may be, I want you to do your hardest thinking and take that problem that you probably rolled to the side because you've already given up on. That's what we do when we see something is impossible. We roll it to the side. We put our loved one on the block because we don't see how we can help them out. We've tried everything we can try, but we don't know. But if we could just only believe. You got to work on that. Because it's hard for us to see how the impossible is possible.
Yes.
And we're so logical that we don't waste time with the impossible. But if we were only smart enough to realize that the impossible belongs to God.
Yes.
That's not that much farther of a step. Yeah. You're right. There's nothing that you can do but trust God. Make a scene in 2019. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody what you're going through, that you know that you're going to come out on the other side. Don't tell them if you're not sure. But only believe that whatever it is, God's got it. Resolve to reconcile your relationship. All power belongs to Him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2019, I'm sure it has its cares and its woes and its problems. You got your hand in God's hand. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it, but you have to convince yourself. Have to believe that's in God's hand. And until you believe, you're going to keep carrying on with you. Came out. let him go. Whatever you're going through, loosen and let it go. Make a scene. 2019. Let your light shine. And men will know. Songwriter said, can say, make your light shine. Let it shine. See, every time you make your light shine, that's all about you.
That's right.
But when you let it shine, it's all about him. Making the scene, 2019. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, for looking behind us and forgiving us for all those things that we may have done. Thank you, Lord, for being with us this day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us this day that we got up this morning some portion of health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for being out front, carrying us into this new year. We count on you, Lord. We trust you. We ask you, Lord, if there's any place that we lack faith, increase our faith, Lord. And if there's any doubt, remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you. We count on you. We rejoice in you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
For we know that you can do all things.